After America's second civil war, the country ceases to be a democracy and adopts an absolute ruler. The era of nightmares before glory will bring every country on the planet to its knees.
The Rise of King Asylus, audio fiction podcast. Listen on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and all major podcast platforms. Visit theriseofkingasylus.com.
If you had to describe Arya Stark, how would you describe her?
So coming from someone who's seen three episodes, she's like Kimba Walker. She doesn't always get the respect that she deserves, but she's a cold-hearted killer, just like Kimba is. You can't guard him. You can't stop him. That's why Kimba is coming to our Los Angeles Clippers.
Easy. So we got James Rehorn coming on. Special Game of Thrones edition of WST.
Boom.
Boom. With the most recent ending of the series. Apparently there's on Sunday, there's like a making of the series. You heard this?
Yeah. No.
So for you guys out there, Kyle's on the other line. Ooh, there he is. Right on time.
Mr. James Rehorn, welcome to WST.
How you guys doing?
From 1 to 10, you are at 10 in terms of Game of Thrones fandom.
I mean, I don't put on costumes and go to events or anything. I've never read the books, but yeah, I've seen all the shows.
All right, first question then. If you did put on a costume.
I thought we were going to ask him about the finale. What did you think of the last show?
I don't know. Like, you know what? It was perfect. It was on brand for Game of Thrones. I think that everyone gets upset because, you know, when Khaleesi burned down the whole city and everything. But it's like, that's what they, like, you saw that coming. She was kind of turning that way the whole season. And she's always kind of done similar things in the past. And I think they've never really given you what you want. They always kind of end up disappointing you, but still leaving you somewhat, you know, entertained. So I thought it was good. I don't love the whole Bran thing because I feel like, you know, he knew what was going to happen and he just kept his mouth shut. Like, he could have saved all those people from dying if he would have done maybe something different, but who knows, maybe that was going to happen no matter what. So I don't know. I overall felt like it was good.
I have a question for you, James. So Game of Thrones was full of shock and awe moments. You had the Red Wedding. You had season one when Ned Stark lost his head, beheaded Daenerys, walking into the fire, coming out with dragons. What is your biggest shock and awe moment as a Mariners fan?
Biggest shock and awe moment, it's got to be 2001 when we 116 wins and did not even make it to the World Series. That was kind of like the Red Wedding for Mariners.
Wow.
I mean, and every single year, it's like, you know, we're right in it. We're close to, you know, getting a wild card spot and then just tank it in the last 2 weeks of the season.
Started early this year.
Yeah.
So if we look at Cersei's bodyguard, Gregor, how effective do you think he would be in the Seahawks pass rushing defense?
I don't know. I feel like he might be more of a left guard type. I feel like he might be better on the offensive line. I don't know how fast he is on the defensive line. I don't see a whole lot of people getting by him on the offense. But on defensive line, I feel like, you know, the Hawks like that speed Leo Rush guy.
They do. They do. All right, I got one last question, then we're going to get into some player comps. And this will be a little segue. So the NBA just released their all-NBA team this week. You had Giannis, James Harden, Steph Curry, Jokic, and Paul George rounded out the first team all-NBA. Who would be your top five GOT characters, your first team all-GOT team?
Wow, that's a good one. I feel like I would go Tormund.
Okay.
You got to go Arya, Jon Snow.
Definitely Snow. He's unanimous.
Bronn. I think I'd throw Bronn in there.
Okay.
Who do you round it out with?
Someone's got to get snubbed.
You got to go Tyrion. You got to round it out with Tyrion.
All right. Now, who is the Klay Thompson that deserves to be on that all GOT team, but just doesn't get enough respect.
Oh, I feel like I got one of those in there. I feel like Braun would be Braun, Tyrion. A lot of those guys don't get the respect. And I feel like I got them in there already. I mean, I would, if you had to relate Klay Thompson to like a character, that might jump in the segue here.
No, let's do it.
I would go Sansa because it's like he doesn't get a ton of respect, but it's like the people that know him and have played against him, like they know that, you know, he's a killer. He can just, like, everyone that plays close to him respects him.
Everyone that knows the show or knows the game of NBA, they know who the stars are. They know who the players
are. There you go.
I like it.
All right, James, let's get into it. Player comps. So you are going to be judged on your responses, your answers. Things we're looking for are ideally gender to gender comparison. Obviously, height, makeup of the character. Just for, you know, so we span somewhat, you know, maybe sports. We do have maybe some WNBA fans out there. Like comparison, body type, etc. And then West Coast. If you can keep it West Coast, extra points. So Kyle's keeping track of these, and then we'll post it. We'll see if there's any rebuttals out there to your player comps. Fair?
Okay.
All right. So this is from top 10 characters, Game of Thrones. Mr. Lannister's number one.
There's like 12 of them, which... Tywin?
Yes.
You got to go Greg Popovich on that.
Wow. You want to give a rationale?
I mean, just because he's just a savage. Like, he's, you know, runs the show. He's respected. Like, no one's going to tell him what to do. He's just kind of, like, no one knows it better than him.
He doesn't give post-episode interviews?
Yeah. It does him. Doesn't care. Am I allowed to curse? No?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go with Pop.
Okay.
Because he's the man.
Arya Stark. If I pronounce these wrong, correct me. I've watched two episodes.
I think I'm going to go Steph Curry. That doesn't follow your gender rule, but
don't worry. That's Ben's gender rule. I like that.
Okay. I'm going to go Steph Curry because, again, often people forget he's, you know, MVP. He's one of the best. She killed the Night King. There's no one better and no one more respected out there than Steph. That should be more respected, but often overlooked.
Jon Snow?
That's tough because I feel like everyone wants to be Jon Snow. Kawhi, just because, you know, he was king of the North, but doesn't have a ton of personality there. Always kind of gets screwed over, but people still ultimately respect the guy for his game.
I like that one.
That was perfect. Let's go to, I'm going to mispronounce this. Is it Daenerys? Targaryen?
Daenerys Targaryen, yeah. I'm going LeBron with that one. Self-proclaimed, you know, king or queen goes around and kind of just demands that everyone respects him. And a lot of times it works most of the time.
All right, Jaime Lannister.
I would go Kevin Durant. Switching teams, everyone thinks, you know, he's a snake or whatever, but he's still good, still, you know, loyal to an extent, and people respect him.
How about Braun?
Draymond.
Ooh.
There's some comments here, and people make comments about why they voted. Absolute legend is one comment. Great personality, amazing dark humor, wit. Okay.
We talk about Ron or Draymond?
I go with the dark humor and wit, I guess. Littlefinger.
You got to go, Westbrook. Okay. Because he's good, knows how to play the game arguably better than anyone, but never got to sit on that throne.
Wow. That one's good.
Eddard Stark. Ned.
That's why I asked you guys for prep material so that I could come on here and rattle off responses.
You're doing pretty damn good.
Ned Stark. Steve Kerr.
Now, is Steve going to get beheaded if the Warriors don't win the finals?
No, Steve can be there for life unless someone else goes and pays him more money. He's,
what about
he'll be out there in a wheelchair?
What about Rob Stark?
Dwayne Wade. Just a local hometown hero that everyone will love no matter what.
He never lost a battle.
It seems like it was a while ago.
Never lost a battle. How about the Hound? Rounding out the top 10.
The Hound. For the Hound and his brother, what, the Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to go McGuire and Canseco. I'm throwing it to baseball and going old school, the Bash Brothers.
Love it.
Wow. Rehorn, you're on point. So we have Kyle's buddy coming on. Kyle, who's coming on next?
My buddy Wes.
See if Wes can live up to Rehorn. Spot on, Rehorn. Well done. Kyle, any comments?
No, I think the bar was set pretty high for you, and I think you delivered.
Rehorn, if Kelly had to decide, gave you a comp on you being a Game of Thrones character, who would she say?
Kelly, if I were a character on Game of Thrones, who would I be? Oh, no.
What'd she say?
Littlefinger.
All right, Rehorn, thanks for coming on, man.
I got a couple more.
Oh, you got bonus questions.
Yeah, so we're going to go a little boxing, you know. The great Mike Tyson, in his prime, if Khal Drogo had to face Mike Tyson in his prime, how many rounds would Khal Drogo last?
I think Khal Drogo might beat him.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, Tyson, yeah, the, you know, trained killer, but more so than Khal Drogo? I don't know.
Okay. We've got Khal Drogo with the win.
In what? TKO? Does it go to decision?
I mean, I feel like they'd have to play to like death, right? I don't know. I don't know if he's just capable of just knocking him out and being satisfied with that.
It's gotta be an MMA fight.
Yeah.
Weapons allowed? Or just bare knuckle?
You can't allow the weapons really, otherwise that's not even fair.
Can you bite on the ear?
Not even a contest. Yeah. Why not? I don't think you could reach it. But...
All right, last question. Which of the seven kingdoms would you bring an NBA franchise to and why?
I don't know which one's got the most money, but that would probably be the biggest population. But I'd probably want to go there with like King's Landing or something. But I don't know. Look at what Toronto does. Look at, like, they might have the best fans in the NBA. You might got to go up north and just give, you know, to the only kingdom up there. Might have the best fan base in Westeros.
All right. We'll go with that one. King's Landing.
All right. Rehorn, mark the calendar. October 7th, Monday night game. Niners-Browns down in Santa Clara. Be there.
All right.
Get there.
Done.
All right, my friend.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Wes from Palo Alto. Meet Big Ben from Seattle.
How we doing?
Got a full tummy. Feeling good. Coffee right now, sipping on.
Give us your Game of Thrones bio.
I watched all of them. I love, I love Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. This kind of brought me to that kind of like vibe. The characters from the get-go. I just like that you didn't know it was going to happen. Like, there's so many characters. They did a really good job developing all these characters. Things just really went wild with the Red Wedding.
Yep.
Killed me. And it was a really cool thing watching it and hearing synchronized outside other people screaming from their places. It was I've never experienced that before, ever, watching a show. And you're just a synchronized, like, no! And you're just like, you knew exactly what was going on because you're also upset too. You're just, you know, seeing this bloodbath. And it was just, wow. You know, we were watching as a group too, and I'm shaking shaking this person I just met to my right, like, oh my God, oh my God. You know, it's just that type of thing. The story just goes sideways sometimes, and, you know, people, you can't really get too connected to people. You know, no one's ever safe. It's just really, I really enjoyed it. You know,
what'd you think of the finale, Wes?
You know what? When I finished watching it, I wanted more, and that made me upset. Just because I had dedicated like 10 years of my life to this show, and seeing at the end of the show, you know, you watch the writers and whatnot kind of explain, you know, a couple things, you know, why and how comes type thing, whatever. And, you know, it really made sense, but still you're watching this show for forever, you know, just so much time invested in it. And just kind of, I feel like it was kind of rushed. You know, I waited, you know, years for, you know, these wars to happen, and it just happened, and it was over. And then there's another war, and it's over. And then, you know, you watch these pieces fall into place, and it's like, okay, like, oh, what's the next big thing, you know? And I get the storyline, but I also want to be entertained. I want to see something big happen, or a twist or something, you know? And I didn't get that, and that was upsetting for me. But I do understand why these things happen, with help of, like, you know, at the end of the show, you know, they're kind of walking you through, like, we thought about it, we decided to go it this way, which I appreciate, you know, to kind of calm me down a little bit, you know. For instance, like, you know, when Cersei died with Jaime, I was like, I didn't want some, you know, the castle to fall on them, and to just die that way seemed kind of anti, like, climactic, and kind of, you know, you kind of see, like, Arya on this thing, just, I'm going to go kill her. You kind of wanted to see that, even though you knew it was coming, or maybe even something else. I don't know. But then at the end, having them say, hey, you know what? These two were connected from the beginning all the way to the end, inseparable. This is kind of like a, you know, how about we romantic or whatever you want to call it, them dying together. And it's like, I get that, but selfishly, I wanted more kind of thing. So I don't know. I can go on and on about this, but.
Which current NFL football team would you select to go to battle against the Unsullied? Did you just hang up?
You lost him.
He didn't want to answer the question.
He couldn't take it.
Is this like around the horn when we can eliminate people?
Who's the woman that just sits in the top of her castle and watches Targaryen just blow away her entire city?
That's Cersei, right?
Cersei, yeah.
So Cersei made, like, Wes, we're talking about how much each Game of Thrones character got paid per episode in season 8.
Oh, dude, she got like 500,000?
She got like $500,000. And there was a comment like, I'm glad Cersei made $500,000 for every episode where she just sits in her castle.
And drinks wine.
Exactly.
Did you hang up because you didn't want to answer my question?
Irish goodbye. What's up?
Irish goodbye there.
Yeah.
I panicked and hung up. I started laughing in the other room really hard.
Let's put some rails on it. How about that? Let's put some rails on it. Let's go. I have the top 10 characters. I'll go top 10. Start with number 1. We'll go down to 10. We need
name them really fast. 10 seconds. Start thinking of the other ones.
We got Tyrion Lannister, Arya Stark, Jon Snow, Targaryen, Jaime Lannister, Bronn, Littlefinger, Eddard Stark, known as Ned, Robb Stark, and the Hound. So we'll go through those. And what we want is your player comp. It can span any sport. Extra points if you compare to someone in the same stature and or gender, and extra points if you keep to the West Coast.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So we previously had one of our my buddies, Kyle's buddy, James on Rehorn. So he gave us some good answers. We're actually going to document these and we'll post them, and we'll see if any of our listeners have any rebuttals. So
yeah, we'll see what our five fans think.
Yeah, we'll see what Bev thinks. I think Bev watches.
No, she doesn't watch Game of
Thrones. My mom doesn't have HBO, so she has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, Tyrion Lannister, number 1. Who is your sports comp in the world of sports? Who is Tyrion Lannister?
Tyrion Lannister. You know, that guy is just such an interesting character, even in the show, just very colorful, just very, you know, a lot to bring to the table. I think Hunter Pence, for some reason, like, you really can't compare him to anybody. Just the force, he's contagious. You know, even when he wasn't doing well, you're like, but you like him. You want him on your team. You know, people either, you know, didn't like him, but he's always on someone's team. He's always finding himself at top of, you know, at the hand or, you know, at some level, just a, you know, a force.
Hunter Pence is on the Rangers, 10 home runs. He's having a comeback year.
You know, and even swapping teams. I mean, the guy keeps on going.
Number two, Arya Stark.
You know, I think Tiger Woods. You know, here's an individual. You know, she starts out at the beginning, and then she kind of disappears for a long time and comes back, and just a huge play at the end, you know.
Just like Tiger disappearing, coming back.
Exactly. You know, coming back. He disappeared and came back, won the Masters.
Give me John Snow.
No. Yeah, I love John Snow. I think Buster Posey. I think Steph Curry. Just like the face of the show, face of the Giants, Buster Posey. You know, at the face of Major League Baseball, video games to anything, you see Buster Posey on there. And that stands for a lot for everything. You know, and John Snow, everyone loves John Snow. Everyone loves Buster Posey. You got haters in L.A. giving love to Buster Posey. I hate your whole team, but Buster Posey's okay.
Daenerys Targaryen.
LeBron came, ruined everything. Everything.
Wow. Everything. So James, who was on before, said LeBron as well.
Smart guy.
Go to Jaime Lannister then.
Ooh, that's a hard one for me. I mean, here's a guy who just... let's go back to Jaime Lannister. I got a lot to say about Jaime Lannister.
Okay, let's go to Bronn then.
Bronn Stark, Kevin Durant. Ooh. Next.
Enough said. Kevin Durant. How about Littlefinger?
Littlefinger, that shady rat. You know, I really liked him too. He's just a shady dude, and a lot of shady people that are, you know, in the sports and who just kind of looking out for themselves. You know, for whatever reason, I think Jose Canseco again, real eye guy, you know, floating around, whispering in the ears, doing this, let's do that. And just, you know, at the end of the day, he's just not feeling sorry for him at all. When he gets off, didn't feel bad at all. It's like, he got what he deserved. I hate him. You know, Jose Canseco, same thing. And just like, yeah, dude, come on. Like, I'm done with you.
Let's go to a more positive note. I think. How about Ned?
Ned, what a sweet guy, man. I think Tim Lincecum, just a sweet guy. Timmy Lincecum.
Yeah.
100%. Oh no, no doubt. Everyone loved him. Everyone's rooting for him. You're like, oh, swell guy. Comes in, goes out, does his work every day. Nothing bad to say about the person. When he gets off, Tim, arm problems. Like, what are you?
Let Tim
smoke. You're rooting for the guy.
Let Timmy smoke.
Yeah, let Tim smoke. Let him do his thing. He's not hurting anybody. He's a great. You want him on your team. Someone you look up to. This guy's just winning everything. You know, just World Series and Cy Youngs. And you're just like, oh, this guy's good. He's a master of his, you know, he's just someone you look up to. Like, this guy's great.
Rob Stark.
Although, to go back for a second, I did look up a stat on him and all the movies he was in. Always dies. He's got, I think, the highest percentage of, like, all actors. Look it up. I don't know. I don't have the numbers.
He's a pro dyer. He's a professional.
He dies every movie.
What? So if we turn on CSI Miami, we'll see his dead body?
Oh, dead. Gone. The Lord of the Rings. Just gone. Dead. Any of the movies. Look it up. It was astonishing. I was like, wow.
4 minutes for two more people, and I think Kyle's got a few more questions. So,
okay, go ahead.
Just one person, Rob Stark.
Rob Stark. Skip, go next one.
The Hound, Sandor.
The Hound, Draymond Green. Next.
All right, we got to go back to Jaime Lannister.
Jaime Lannister,
We now have 3 minutes on the shot clock.
Oh, you're killing me, dude. The stress just defeats me. Yeah, Jamie just had to use it there from the beginning to the end. Long career, long show, all 10 episodes, nine, or, you know, just the whole thing. I think the longevity of everyone, you're just thinking, you know, Ricky Anderson comes to mind for whatever reason. Guys bounce around here, there, doing stuff, getting loved, getting hated on.
We got Rob Stark and one bonus question. We got to wrap this up quick.
Let me give you some on Rob Stark so you can 20 seconds to think of an answer. So here's a comment that was made by the people that voted on this. He wasn't too afraid to do what was necessary. He followed his heart and his mind at the same time. He was 19, but acted like a true leader. This was not only proven in battle because he never lost a battle. He treated people equally.
Rob Stark, I'm going to go. I don't have one for you for Rob Stark. I'm sorry.
All right.
Andrew Jr. Rob Stark. All right.
Okay, bonus question. Again. Rob Stark, I'm going to go with Ken Griffey Jr. for sure. Boom.
All right, bonus question, and we're going to wrap up here. Just got to give us the names. Which two characters would you like to sit down and eat a short rib sandwich with at Jones on 3rd?
Ooh, two characters. I would like to have a meal with the Hound and with Tyrion.
Boom. All right. Well played.
I think that would be a good meal.
Wes, do you have a significant other?
I do.
What's her name?
In the other room. Her name is Nenea.
I need you to ask Nenea what character you would be if you were in Game of Thrones. We asked James the same thing. We won't expose. I feel like he's going to filter his answer.
Yeah. We can't hear what she's really going to say.
You went on mute.
What character would I be in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I said he'd be Hodor. That is, it's self-serving, so he can carry me around and do everything for me.
That is great. I love it.
Yeah, and die for me.
Wow. Okay. Such an admirable man.
Well, let's wrap up, folks. Wes, thanks for coming on the show.
Come on, my friend.
Hey, love your show. Love your show. Love you guys.
Wes, last question. Are you part of the Bolt? Are you part of the Bolt gang?
Yes.
Wow. I love it. All right, that's it. WST Podcast, your special Game of Thrones interviews, top 10 characters, player comps, Big Ben and Kay Wynn. Wes, thanks again. Boom.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Boom.